My dear viewers of Madani channel, we are at a remarkable place, a fascinating place, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Behind me we have the Blessed Mausoleum, the shrine of the great Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now many of you would be thinking, who is Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha? My dear viewers, we've heard of Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a great mujtahid, he was a great scholar, he's one of the a'imma, one of the imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we mention about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i that he was inspired by his own mother. But my dear viewers, much of his success is also, subhanAllah, credit is due to a blessed woman. And who is this? This is Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the daughter of Hazrat Hassan al-Anwar, who was the son of Hazrat Zayd al-Ablaj, and he was the son of Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Imam Hassan, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So subhanAllah, she was from the noble lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And I mentioned that Imam Shafi'i was inspired by her too. This is because Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, one hand she was very, very generous, she was a noble lady, she was a very rich lady, and she used to give so much in charity. One of the specialities, one of the great aspects which she possessed, a great characteristic, was that especially those people who were disabled, those people who had some sort of defects, she would help those. She would help those. And she would also pay for the education of the poor people. And Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala an, she contributed towards his education. Not did she only contribute towards it monetarily, economically, not did she only fund it, but also she played an active role in that she was the teacher of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's mentioned, you know, so much so that Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu, he would always go to her to seek advice, he would always go to her to ask questions, and she would teach Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not only that, my dear viewers, but Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, many miracles which are attributed towards her, you know, many, Allahu Akbar, so many miracles. One is that when she did move to Egypt, she married the son of Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq, Hazrat Mu'tamin radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they then migrated.